But the dry ones are the best, man. And then you're almost just kind of testing yourself to see how long you can stay in there.
What's your typical sit time for one of those?
Probably about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then get up, go outside.
How do you feel immediately after? Do you feel just like refreshed or
feel great?
Okay.
Then you go out, drink a ton of water.
I was going to say you got to hydrate.
Go hit another one. And then they have a cold room that's like 50 degrees.
Oh, wow.
To, you know, I guess slow down your blood flow and
make your balls happy.
New blood.
Yeah. Do they have a cold sauna right next to it so you can get in the cold? I remember my dad's old gym. I would get in the cold, the hot, the cold, the hot.
It's not a sauna, but it's also exactly what I just said. And that may be a feature of the audio bag later because you're not the only culprit who's done that on this show.
That's
during
okay.
this fill-in shift. But yes, they do have a cold room that you can switch back and forth, but I can't recommend it highly enough. And I think the reason the hotel's there, one, they serve alcohol. Mm. So if you want to sit out like by the pool, they have a whole pool that's like 99.
So we have a wait staff?
98 degrees. They don't walk around you or anything like that. Because the operative thing here is generally that you're left alone.
Okay.
No one talks to anybody. You don't have your phone out. It's very tranquil.
Too much public nudity.
But if you want, the weird thing about it is we all did it for like 4 years.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, you just got super used to it.
I mean,
you were naked all the time, every day in high school. And it never seemed weird then.
Oh, yeah?
But, not me.
No.
I'm an only child, too, so the whole public nudity thing's not my...
I was an only child.
Damn.
What in the world would having siblings have to do with being
naked
in public?
Because you get used to being nude around other people, I think.
You never just ran around
the house
naked as a kid?
I'm not sure that I've ever seen my brother's junk, like, past...
Oh, I guess my assumption is
past child... Past bath time.
Yeah. See, I'm the son of a football coach, so I grew up with locker room mentality from a very young age.
Boy, we would soap that bad boy up all the way from one end to the other
slide.
And then just slide on your butt all the way down to the other end, form a big tunnel.
Join hands, create a tunnel.
Just make a big tunnel, and then you would
like
try
a
to,
youth
like,
soccer game.
You would try to go
clearly
right through,
I've missed out.
Try to go right through the goal, and you can imagine about where your head is in that process.
We didn't have bits like that. We would just say we'd meet each other at the pole, which was a pole with
four spigots,
a bunch of spigots. Yeah,
yeah. But those were usually in two rows,
mm-hmm.
so you had like an alley right down the middle of them. And you would just get a bunch of shampoo,
just go,
rub it with you. Everybody
just
rub
go
it
ass
your
alley.
Feet. Yeah, just
like the Iowa State kicker.
Just dive down it. Those are good times, man.
Hey, formative years, you know.